Yeah, exactly. Shall we? Well, shall we just go around and everyone says what they've been doing, how far they've got? Well, I hope so. Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, whoops, already gone. Okay. So, yeah, we've got a browser with which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select a summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player. And I think the search works as well, so you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button, which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does the pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you, actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever, that what he's been saying, you know, the left click highlights it. So that you can, I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else. I think so, yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up. So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization, or pops the window. What else can we have in there? That's a good point. I don't know. Nothing else. yeah, but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu. Yeah, so. Yeah. So, but that'd be, yeah. If it just, yeah. Yeah. Or just, you know, or just the button.
I guess the button makes a bit more sense, because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now, what happens then?
Well, no, you still have the menu pop up that, well, oh yeah, it's more obvious, isn't it, what you can do. Yeah, that's right. That's true, yeah, it's more intuitive really, isn't it? Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I guess in meeting browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button.
In the beta version. But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in. Mm. Like a search for that user. Is that going to be useful or too much? Or
I guess so. So what you, part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah, so when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true. It would be nice to have it interconnected like that. What you mean, the speaker characterization? Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him? I think we should do it, I mean. Yeah, I mean that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet. You know, it doesn't even pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user. Yeah. Yes. So should we try to do a right click menu then?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
Is that just from the
menu? Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Wait. Yeah, there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that. Yeah? So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well. And have a different menu for it. Yeah. So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click basically. Oh. Yeah. I don't see there's anything obvious that would be. Yeah, but then there's the problem with a lot of windows popping up again, and they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen then?
Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes you get by accident, but you go, "Oh, don't wait."
Especially if you have a touchpad. It just goes, "Oh." Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment, because
yeah.
I think it might do something, but yeah, but I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something, but so. So, another thing, single audio files, do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet. Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel files, do we want them? I mean...
Probably not, but we might need them for this. Yeah.
I mean, we might use them while to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can... Do you though? I mean, it's not going
to
make much sense if you listen to it on its own, do you? Does it?
You can't hear it properly or something. Somebody's talking over somebody else. We'll just say no for now.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Is otherwise, it will increase in the amount of data.
Yeah. Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned? Do you think it's really that bad? That's what I feel as well. I mean, I'm very much I want to have everything customizable. Probably not, no. Yeah. Two or three maybe, but yeah. But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to have it there. I was just thinking of tab. That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah. No. I don't know. Do you reckon? I'm sure. I'm sure you could do anything. I can have a look. But yeah, that might be an idea, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use a Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open and you manage them. Yeah, you can minimize them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true. They're definitely. Yeah, they're definitely going to be in the same window. Yeah. Exclusive. Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway. So. Yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window. Mutually exclusive with. Summary. Yeah? Do you want to do that?
Yeah?
And finally, the prototype he spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce? Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot more work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So
yeah,
so
that's
easy.
What we need.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Just slightly more than just that.
Mm, true.
So I guess that's what we need to aim for.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well.
Yeah.
Saying it sort of start to do stuff rather than just.
Oh, right, I see. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So.
Um, Probably not. I don't know, can you access other people's... Yeah, sure. I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have a look. All right. Hey. Right, well, I'll make that readable then. So the directory is my number. Well, it's not difficult. It's in all the emails. No. 04 55 56 0 04 55 56 0 And then there's a folder NLSSD, and it's called the M browser. Yes, M for meeting. Really? No, I'm extremely organized, you see. I've got folders, everything. I love folders. Yeah, so that's me done. Someone else want to talk about their stuff? What were you doing again? The search, okay. Okay. Indexing. Oh. Oh, right. Oh, that's pretty much there, is it? Of making... Oh, great. Yeah, that's handy. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about when we talked about this with the files. I mean, how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah. You'll have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose. I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah.
Put it into a window at least.
Yeah, I guess it was a good point you had that, like, collaborating with file things. I mean, if you already started on stuff, I guess we can
share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Libraries.
Yeah. Should we?
What do you mean? This week's only 2 days old.
Well, it was last week.
Oh, last week.
The week has probably
been a bit manic.
But you're an SPNLP and SP2. That's right.
Yeah.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week. Which is only a page one, but it's quite difficult to run a page.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was complete rubbish anyway. Never mind. She's so stupid. Well, the browser as I use it now, or as you know, it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works yet. I don't quite understand it.
So what it
to get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for, I think, the IDs or something. Yeah. Yeah. So they don't, you know, they don't say look in that and that folder, but they say search everything. It does load up quite quickly, so you know, it's not too bad. But you know,
but
you could have a look at that. No, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, you know, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string, I don't know, transcript or text or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like a dollar a text, say.
Yeah.
And then yeah, because every year all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files. Vaguely. So. Open. Well, it's in the code. Just that it, you know, you define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary myself. Yeah. Just search for a specific string. So you could just, you know, you could use that when you, if you want to take the data out and put it somewhere. Yeah. If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, you know, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email. I can explain it. Oh yeah, actually, in the moment it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from you know that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared throw out all the functions I have, you know, that I don't need. Yeah, just in case, exactly. Yes, so they're all in there. Yeah, still a lot of rubbish, but it will be chucked out right at the end, I think. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Precisely. The weekend's still 4 days off.
Still at the bottom of the mountain.
Oh. I don't actually have that much to do at the moment.
Well, since you've played me,
yep.
What to
explore
anyway.
Oh dear. Well.
How's your quantifier raising?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thingy, Bob? No. You do. Well, I'll do that then. Shall I do that then? I mean, or you know, it shouldn't be too difficult. Right? Well, I'm doing communications, which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. And that's in 2 weeks. Yeah, it's 9 courses on, or 10 or something. Yeah. And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems, which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background reading, so you know. Being lazy.
Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, we'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know, after the NLG or something. Just
yeah, if you like. We can always decide then. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you planning to do over the weekend then? You're gonna do the search. You're gonna implement the search.
Yeah.
Everything. It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones, because otherwise, you know, weeks will go by and. Well, you decide. I'm not doing much for that prototype, so. Of well, how about we get it done by then? I mean, then we can write about it in the interim report,
yeah.
And you know, then we've got something to show. And the search interface, maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now, isn't that pretty much
what? No. Oh, that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted.
Oh, okay.
That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online. A screenshot of Google. It's just so much fun. It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop-down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for. So, yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include. That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice
No. No already? What? Oh.
Just like all the unseen the code and just sort of have just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just
can take
yeah.
it through a tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the other class paths, all that sort of thing. Just to say like, well, here's
yeah. Yeah, can do that.
Yeah.
Show you what bits the code. Yeah. yeah. Well, this time I'm dictating the time because if I'm not there, you can't do anything.
Something like that could happen anytime because, like, my schedule is like class, break, class, break, class.
Yeah, it's not going to take an hour to explain it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, pick a time. I, you know, let me know whenever. What? Monday. What did you say?
No, in between those.
3 o'clock? Actually, yeah. Unless you want to do it after, after DNLG. That's going to be tight. What? Front door? I've not found that yet.
Well, if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us
we
all in there.
We can book now, afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You do need to have a key for it, though. It's
not
a little
just bang.
Yeah, something like
that. I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in, whether he's going to get us access
into what?
The computer.
Okay.
It's only got this crap, it's only got about 4 or 5 computers. It would do.
Really? Really?
Huh.
Well, I'm just. I've got it on my computer. Whatever is in my computer. I just think it's better to do it afterwards, then we have all the time we need. Rather than have half an hour and then we'll surely run out. Actually, it's not even confirmed yet. What's she doesn't even know what she's talking about yet. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
It's reading week this week. It should be.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be.
Really? I don't think we have a reading week, though.
We have one class, at least. Speech perception, we don't have any lectures, but I think we're having, like, all other classes.
Yeah, I don't think there is an official one. I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have been
bizarre,
yeah.
Really
I think the other
no.
Ones
okay, let's meet Monday.
Yeah. Was there anything else? Do anyone know you want to like, take care of this or should I take care of it?
Oh, we trust you.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was something. I think you basically said the same things as in your comments. If I could read it. Thank you.
Woohoo. Right, I think we need to tick the okay box, right?
Okay.
Ooh. Exciting. Should we turn these off then or what?